All aboard, it's time to board Tim and Mike's Retro Time Machine, the last train to the past, Area 54.
The sky and scraper. Area 54 with Tim and Mike.
a father pay go tell you about the heavyweight doublet. I said, Tate, Rockers Eye Fire, original than Gargan. Nine shots in the clip. Lyrics are fly out of the sound boy lip. Now let her call to reaction part two.
May I have your attention, please? We'd like to welcome you aboard the mothership on a direct flight to musical bliss. Tonight's in-flight programming is brought to you by your friendly pilots, Tim and Mike. Before takeoff, please unfasten your safety belts and bring your seat backs to the unlocked and reclined position. Thank you for flying Area 54.
Hi, we're Eric and Rob from Thievery Corporation.
And we're chilling in Area 54.
Mike with the Area 54 and our 15-year anniversary retro show. Wow, 15 years on the radio for Area 54. It's amazing, Tim.
Hard to believe.
And Tim pulled one out from Thievery Corporation that I don't even remember the song. That's how old it is. Was that a compilation or some? Oh, there.
Got it right here in my hand.
Here. Option FM. We played a Thievery Corporation song called Halfway Around the World. Rockers Hi-Fi in there with Round Reversion off of Rockers to Rockers. We had Strike Boys in there with Cocaine is a Sin. That's off of Playtime. I remember this was a very expensive song for us because we played out one time and we had the bass cranked up so much we blew up two subs with this song.
Yep.
It was a very expensive song. It was worth it.
That was about $500 worth of subs that we raw speakers that we blew up, wasn't it?
Yeah. Crystal Method in there with Over the Line. It's off of Tweekend, and Gus Gus started things off with Poly Yesterday. It's off of Poly Distortion. Man, I remember the first Thievery Corporation track we got. Wasn't that a 45 vinyl single they sent us?
This was the first track we ever got. Was
that
played.
The one?
Halfway Around the World was the first track we ever received from them. And then contacted them, and yeah, I think we got a... something like a 45, or I can't remember how they kind of trickled some stuff into our hands, but this was the first thing that we got from them. And on this Option FM, I don't even know if it was ever even released. It was on Moonshine Records. There was some Tranquility Bass, there's a Gus Gus track on it, some There's a Plastilina Mosh. Junkie XL was on it too, Kiyoki. Anyway, some pretty old, and most of it was kind of like breakbeat electronic, kind of hard edge breakbeat electronic. But then there was this standout track on that by Thievery Corporation. So that was one of the first Thievery, that was the first Thievery song we ever played. Gus Gus, the song Poly Yesterday that we played for you off of Poly Distortion. I actually heard that song on the radio up in Seattle. There was a guy that ran what was the mountain up there, 103 or 102, I can't remember what it was, but he played that track. I heard it on the radio and was like, wow, blew my mind. It was really cool, and I had to go get the album. And I had that album probably about the same, got that album about the same year that we started our show. So that song, that Poly Distortion, has been with us that long.
Yeah, isn't that the album that I had as well? And I would walk past your office at work, and you were listening to it, and I was like, "Whoa, someone else is listening to Gus Gus." It's pretty amazing at the time.
Hard to believe. So I've got some other great music coming up for you. I want to thank our listeners that actually we had some of our Facebook fans request us do a retro show. So hats off to you guys, and we're going to play some more music. We got coming up next, of course, we have to go into some Massive Attack because they are just kind of the godfathers of our sound, at least the downtempo end of the things. We're going to play a song off of Blue Lines' title track. Just check it out. It's Tim Mike, Area 54 with you.